Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group. There's even an Instagram. I'm still trying to figure that shit out, probably at the TotalCon. Then maybe we can do something with that. But we're here. Today is a day of news. Okay, I got two news stories I got to touch on. So here we go. Goodman Games today released their official statement regarding Bob Bledsoe II and Judges Guild and how it's going to impact them. But it's not a written statement. It is a video statement. And I know Joe loves video. He loves doing videos. He does them at all the conventions. Those are the official, you know, releases are announced. I understand that. This was not a time to do a video. This was a time to do a written statement that is edited and people pore over each letter and punctuation because you want to make sure you come off making your best impression. All right. I will leave it on that note kind of for that, but it wasn't body language-wise, if you know body language, I do. I took a course on it. They both look very uncomfortable. What they had to say, and it's not going to be a comfortable thing to talk about. Somebody who was making racist and bigoted and anti-Semitic commentary on social media, and that's affecting your business decisions or your business situation, that's not going to be a comfortable chat to have with your community. And I think that's why you should be going to a written word for your official statements. But that's just me. Don't start. Oh my God, my language is bad. Don't start your official statement saying that you are making a statement because we need to get out in front of that drama. We know why you're doing it. We know that's the reason why you're doing it. You don't mention that. I know there's a certain thing of truth in advertising, but that is just not, that was Janelle saying that. And again, that's part of the awkwardness and the uncomfortableness that they were both feeling. Personally, I felt when I was watching this video, it's only about 7 minutes long, a little bit less. I felt I was watching more of an, I don't want to say, infomercial on the upcoming project with Janelle that's going through Judges Guild. Well, it's licensed from Judges Guild. It's being put out by Goodman Games. It didn't come out. The video came out very awkward. Again, if it had been written, a written statement, they would have avoided that. There is no statement regarding any future projects from Judges Guild. Any of the current licensed properties that Goodman has wasn't even touched upon. All it was to touch upon Janelle's upcoming Dungeoneer reprint, I guess, and historical look back. And I'm looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong. I am. I actually have a lot of copies of Dungeoneer. And it was fun stuff. I'd love to learn more about it, but I really feel they should have addressed this a little bit better. Now, what's interesting is that 20%, 10% of Janelle's, I guess, take and 10% of Goodman's take is going to be going to two charities. However, they spoke with Bob II, and Bob said, no, take all my royalties from this and give it to charity. So what does that mean? It means that they didn't say take that 20% and add in Bob's. They said add Bob's into that 20% and both Janelle and Joe Gibbon keep more of a profit. Not necessarily a wrong thing, but in theory, the monies that was going to go to Judges Guild was going to help complete the city state of the Invincible Overlord Kickstarter that is greatly in arrears, greatly overdue. So really, this donation deal is only helping out, was not helping out the backers, which is what every licensing deal is supposed to do under Judges Guild at this point. And here's another issue. And I mentioned this on the blog side. Kickstarter does not allow you to put money aside for charity. Projects can't fundraise for charity. While nonprofits are welcome to launch projects on Kickstarter, projects can't promise to raise funds to donate to a charity or cause. Funds raised on Kickstarter must go towards facilitating the project outlined by the creator on the project page. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be enforced, but those are the rules that are posted up on Kickstarter. Interesting, right? Overall, I'm disappointed in this statement from Goodman Games. I'm sorry. I just am. I thought they could have made a more forceful statement, but again, it should have been written. But here's the other big story. Now, I didn't know how to pronounce this, so now I guess I can pronounce it right for the first time in my life. Tolis, with a silent P. I always thought it was Patolis? Tolis, Monte Cook City by the Spire. If you remember this, I think Monty said it was 18 years ago, and I'm sure it was. This book was nearly 700 pages long. It is a huge setting. It's a huge city. It came with lots of little, I guess you call it stretch goals these days. A lot of little add-ons and a huge PDF resource. And you guessed it. Here we are 18 years later. And Monte Cook is bringing it back, updating it for 5th edition and the Cypher system. It released, the Kickstarter went live earlier today with a goal of $80,000. It has raised $236,000 fucking dollars. I had to throw that little F-bomb in there because it blows my fucking mind. This is the project that, Frank Metzner thought he had when he announced his world setting. He thought he was going to get these numbers, but Monty is. And God bless Monty. Over 1,700 backers, 32 days to go. It's promising to be a huge project. Now, am I going to back it? I don't play the Cypher system. I don't play 5e. However, it is tempting. It is tempting to back it, but, it's $40 in PDF, it's $60 in PDF. If you want the third edition also, the original, plus they're going to include all the additional third edition Tolis titles in that. So for $100, you get Tolis PDF in 5e, in Cypher, and the Cypher or the Cypher system rulebook. Oh, Jesus. All right, imprint, your choice, 5e or Cypher. Imprint starts at $150. Oh, Jesus. I should look at it. You're getting my in-your-face response. If I want to get this, and it's a print copy, it's $150. I got news for you. I'll never play it if it's a PDF copy. Maybe I'll put it on my tablet, read it in bed, 7 years from now when I've gone through the rest of my RPG collection. That's not going to happen anytime soon. But it's impressive, right? Those numbers he's raised, the money he's raised, are impressive. So if you play 5e, it's certainly an option for you. I hope and pray. And Monty, I don't know if you're listening. You're probably not. I know that you used to read my blog back when you were working on the 5e rules. I know that. But hopefully these sample pages that I'm looking at on the Kickstarter page are as much background shit that you're going to put on the page, because my Numenera book is worthless. I can't fucking read it. Can't read it. And it's not because I am half blind, but I'm sure I'm going to be getting there. It's simply because there's so much I call it watermarking. Maybe it's the wrong term, but there's so much going on behind the words that it makes it impossible for me to focus on the words, and I can't read it. So hopefully you've learned your lesson. Hopefully you stay away from that shit. But Tolis, as a third edition or 3.5, yeah, third edition release, 672 pages. They say with hundreds of additional pages of handouts and extras. It was worth it. I still have it probably on my shelf. Beautiful book. Beautiful book. So if you can afford it and you'll use it, I would say back it. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow.